Welcome to Devotionals on the Go. My name is Kelly Wenner, and I'm the founder and creator of Soul Strength Fit. The devotionals over the next 4 weeks will be part of an Advent series and are intended to help you worship Jesus. They are intended to bring you a sense of awe and wonder as you consider the nativity scene with fresh eyes and renewed perspective. May this be a season of hope, peace, joy, and love as you focus on the true beauty and meaning of Christ's birth. Listen, reflect, and grow on the go. This time is for you. What's the longest you have ever waited in prayer? What was the situation? Can you recall how you felt as you waited for the Lord to answer your prayer? Forgotten, discouraged, hopeless, or angry even? Opening reading comes from the 13th Psalm. Have you ever experienced similar feelings to the ones expressed in this psalm? How long, Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. God's people have experienced great waiting and silence from God. Between Malachi and Matthew, 400 years passed in the Holy Land, a time with no prophets, and what seemed like silence from the Lord. Much happened during this time period, though, that affects our understanding of the New Testament. After the Babylonian captivity, Judea was ruled in turn by the Persians, the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Syrians, and the Romans. The Old Testament was translated into a Greek version, which is the version most often quoted in the New Testament. It may have felt like God was absent during this 400-year period, but he wasn't. God remembered his people, and he remembered the promises he made to them in the Old Testament. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, and at the very end of his writings, just before the 400 years of prophetic silence in Israel, we discover a tiny trace of blessing and future hope. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents. Or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. Prior to this verse, we find condemnation of Israel's people in the book of Malachi. Spiritual apathy and indifference had set in. There were profane priests and backslidden people. They broke their marriage covenants, oppressed others, and stopped tithing. Moses had warned, that severe judgment would fall on those who broke their covenant with God. But hope was promised to those who remained faithful. God promised to send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. Elijah was the great prophet of olden times who challenged the wicked prophets of Baal, exposed their sorcery, and defeated the evil queen Jezebel. Here we see Malachi's foretelling that Elijah, the great prophet of Israel, would come again. Elijah would be sent to prepare God's people for the Lord's coming. We read in the book of Luke, as the angel of God foretold the birth of John the Baptist. "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of their righteousness, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And in the book of Matthew, we read, "But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. For these 400 years between Malachi and Matthew, God's remnant of the faithful in Israel would have to wait patiently for Elijah to come as foretold. This was a time of patience, of waiting, and hope. Our next reading comes from the book of Micah. "But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth." Matthew 2:1-6 quotes this scripture from Micah. How do these two scriptures come together to show that we can trust God to keep his yet fulfilled future promises? Listen to this reading from the book of Matthew. "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.' When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. 'In Bethlehem in Judea,' they replied, 'for this is what the prophet has written: But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." As you reflect upon the 400 years in which God seemed to be silent, think about your own seasons of waiting and the times in your life that God has seemed silent. Can you look back now and see ways that God was working that at the time perhaps was hidden from you? Can these experiences help you with current situations in your life in which you may feel that you are waiting to hear from God, waiting for Him to respond in some way? For this full Advent Bible study, as well as the accompanying Bible study workouts, be sure to check out soulstrengthfit.com. Till next time, Merry Christmas.